today is a special guest. This guy literally is funded almost $1 million, right? 700,000. It could be more by now. I don't know. We're going to find out today. But is still working his day job.
You know, don't be eager to quit your job. Like, I've been there because, like, 2013, I was like, yo, I don't even need a job. This is before I was in college with no job. And I'm like, hey, I don't even need a job. I'm going to trade, and this is what I'm going to do, right? So, like, I've been through that range of emotion where it's like, I don't need my job. I just want to focus in on trading. But, you know, I stay with my job, just getting good guidance from, you know, family, parents, you know, that have also done entrepreneurship. And they're like, hey, like, you don't have to leave it. Don't leave it.
Once you got to 700,000 in capital, what was an average month of payouts for you?
Yeah, I mean, so for me, I only really aim for 2-3% a month.
What is something that you have rewarded yourself with from your trading profits?
There's gonna be a real nice car coming in the next month or so. So I'm not, people will see that on my social media probably in the next month, but that's something that's all trading profits, you know. So that'll be real nice.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, man. I'm excited today because, I mean, I'm always excited, y'all. But today is a special guest. We have a gentleman by the name of Blake in the building with us today. Now, this gentleman reached out to me twice via email, and my email has been going bananas. But the second time he emailed me, it just so happened I was just logging into my email and his email popped up. And I'm so happy his email popped up, because what this guy is doing is what I encourage everyone to do on this journey. Before I got introduced to Forex, I was a full-time entrepreneur. And when I first got funded, I was telling people, listen, don't try to get funded to quit your job. Try to get funded to experience life. You know what I mean? Like, let that be additional income to your lifestyle. Don't be in a rush to quit the job. You know, if you hate the job, just bear with it a little longer, but enjoy some of the fruits of what trading can do. And then you slowly start taking it to the next level, but don't put the pressure on yourself, because you don't want to get to a situation where you have a bad week, a bad month, and now you got no income and you quit your job, right? And so what this guy is doing, right, this guy literally is funded almost $1 million, right? 700,000. It could be more by now. I don't know. We're going to find out today, right? But is still working his day job, still doing his thing, but he is hitting it on both levels. And that's how we got to level up, guys. We got to take care of the security of our lifestyle and then level up in these charts as well. So I am interested to digging into Blake's story. And I'm just so pumped up, because this is where a lot of people are right now. A lot of us are in a place where we're doing something, we make money, we take care of our family, but we want more, right? We understand that everything we make is tied to our time. And so we want to get our time back through this skill. That's where I'm at, and I'm sure that's where you're at. So this is somebody that's killing the game on both sides. Blake, bro. What's up, man? Was that a good intro for you, bro?
Man, I was listening. I'm like, dang, am I doing all that? That's crazy. But you know, that was great, man. I appreciate it. And I'm happy to be here, Calvin. This is I definitely love your platform. I definitely love everything you're doing. So I'm definitely happy to speak today.
Absolutely, bro. Listen, bro, that is you, bro. And I think a lot of times we need people to kind of make the things that we think are small, we need people to big it up. Because, bro, what you're doing it the right way. So talk to us, bro. What is your job? Like, what do you do for a living outside of trading?
Yeah, so outside of trading, man, I work in marketing. So I work in, you know, a couple different positions, a couple different industries. But, you know, in the entertainment space, you know, a major entertainment company that, you know, I've worked for in the past. It's not really a secret. I just don't want to put them in, you know. But if you Google me, LinkedIn, you can find that out. But then I also do marketing consulting. So basically marketing by trade, you know, went back to school, got an MBA in marketing. So like outside of the whole trading space, that's, you know, one of my like main sources of income is just, you know, working that traditional 9-to-5 and then, you know, doing it in the market space. Because I love it. I love telling the story through, you know, products, you know, trying to tell stories of, you know, different companies and different, you know, things like that. So that's always been, you know, something that's been passionate to me. So, you know, away from trading, that's what I do. So
I'm now getting a drift of why you have no problem doing both, because it's like when you're doing your marketing and you're working with these different companies, a lot of that stuff is remote. So you already on the computer. So why not make some extra, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it is, man. So it's like, I'm already working remote most of the time. So it's like, I'm already in front of a computer. I usually get to have my own schedule, kind of set my own day. So it's like, why not, you know, take, you know, another passion of mine, which is, you know, I've been trading for at least, man, almost coming up on 10 years now. And so, you know, do that in addition to, you know, working with the marketing stuff too. And it just kind of keeps me grounded. It keeps a level of income coming in that, you know, when I first was really starting to get, you know, proficient in trading and really learning the ins and outs, that, you know, it kind of helped me solidify that. So I didn't have to worry about bills. I didn't have to worry about a lot of that stuff. So, yeah.
Wow. So 10 years you've been going at this trading thing.
Yeah, 10 years. So I first started trading, man, back in 2013, 2014. So I was involved with a lot of like direct sales type of things. And, you know, I was a person that, like, I'm an ambivert. I consider myself an ambivert. So, like, if you're in sales, you got to be really extroverted. You got to be outgoing. You got to be, you know, and I can be that kind of person when it calls for it, but it's not my natural thing. So I was in all these sales things, trying to sell products and stuff like that. And one day someone pulled me aside and they were like, man, have you ever, like, thought about doing something different? Because you're smart, but you maybe you're not necessarily cut out for, like, sales. And I was like, I mean, at that time I was hurt because I was like, nah, I need to make money. This is what I want to do. And, you know, but they were like, have you ever heard of this thing called day trading? And I was like with stocks and bonds and stuff like that. Like, I guess that's kind of cool, but I never really, you know, thought about it. I thought you had to have a lot of money to do that stuff. And they're like, nah, like, forex trading, like, and this is 2013. This is before any MLM company you've ever heard of with trading. This is, I'm like a senior in college at this time at Michigan State. And, you know, they were like, hey, you should look into this. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I started looking at some books. A friend had a couple of videos that he sent me, and it was kind of the journey that just kind of started from there. And just, you know, I took a demo trade back in 2013, and it just, I saw money hop on the screen and I was just hooked. And it's kind of like everybody else's story, that you see an MT4 terminal or you see someone online making money, you're like, dang, I could really do this without having to talk to anybody, without having to sell anything. And that's just kind of what got me hooked and what got me started on it. It's just been a journey ever since.
Man, that's so fire. So what year was that?
It was 2014, the end of 2014 going into 2015. I was a senior in college at that time. And so I was at this point where I was trying to figure out, like, what the next phase of my life was going to be, like every college graduate is thinking, right? And, like, you know, what I was going to do next. Again, like I said, at first I thought it was, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to have my own business. And I knew I wanted to do something. And that's what kind of led me down that direct sales path. And, you know, when I realized that wasn't a thing and my mindset kind of found trading and saw that it was something that people were making real income from. Mm-hmm. And at that time, like, I mean, college graduate, man, if you're making like $500 a week or $400 a week, that's all the money you need. Because most of the time I'm walking around with like less than $1,000 in my bank account as a college kid. It's just normal college, at least back then. I don't know what it is now, like college kids now, they've been balling. But like back in the day, like, if you had, like, you know, $1,000 in your bank account at any given time, like, you were that guy on campus. Like, so, you know, just like I saw people making money that I could see at that time, see myself supporting myself. And, you know, I was hooked. And so I had a friend that, you know, kind of lent me a couple ripped off copies of this old school trader by the name of, like, Steve Morrow. It was like the market maker method, like, way back in 2013. And, you know, just kind of studied that. And that was kind of like my first taste into it. Like, unfortunately, though, that, you know, I studied that strategy in and out and it just never really clicked. And so, you know, for the first couple of years of trading, it was really just me, like, trying to figure out a strategy, figure out what the markets are, way too eager to try and make money. I remember, man, the first experience I had going live is me and I had a couple like accountability partners, like two other people that we first started trading. You know, we kind of, you know, made this our thing and kind of kept ourselves accountable when it came to like staying up on, you know, the source material that we were studying from. And then when we went live, we all went over, I remember, his friend's parents' house, and we were staying up to London session for the first time, just trading, like waiting 3 o'clock in the morning, that type of thing. And that first week ended up turning $300 into $1,000 on a Monday or Tuesday. And then by that Friday, I had blown it all. And because I thought I knew everything.
It always and happens so it was, that way, bro. It always happens that way. We get into that groove. We like, oh man, I'm about to, bro, man, I'm about to be a millionaire. And then boom, Friday, it all goes down the drain.
Yeah. So you opened up, you know, MetaTrader, $300 in. I'm like, okay, $1,000. I remember I ended up getting stopped out on Euro USD, big spike, stop point type of situation. And yeah, it basically took me out the market. But so I woke up that next day with like $50 in the account, and I was like, bro, what's going on, man? Like, what's going on? So, but ever since then, from that point on, I guess I should say, it was just kind of like this journey for profitability and trying to get, you know, a strategy down. But I was hooked in the markets at that point. Like, I couldn't let it go. I saw people making money, and I knew it was something that could potentially change my life.
What's up, traders? It's your boy Calvin, a new trader. Sorry for interrupting today's podcast episode, but did you know that one of the reasons that traders like you and I fail our prop firm challenges is simply because we violate our daily drawdown? And more specifically than that, a lot of times we violate our daily drawdown not even knowing that we're breaching the account. We just get these emails and we get notified and we're like, oh man, how did I do that? I didn't know that I was near my daily drawdown. But there is a solution to this problem. And when you're looking to get funded, you want to rock with a prop firm that is making the journey easier for you. And one prop firm that is doing that is Blue Guardian. Now, Blue Guardian has this tool called the Guardian Protector. And what the Guardian Protector does is it allows you to place a limit right before your daily drawdown so that regardless of if you know where you are or if you don't know where you are or if you forget to set a stop loss, that Guardian Protector will take you out of a trade before you violate your daily drawdown on your account, which ultimately allows you to live to trade another day and have another shot at actually becoming a funded trader. Also, Blue Guardian has no restrictions on their trading. You don't have to set a stop loss. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade whenever you want. You can use EAs. All of that stuff is permissible when trading with Blue Guardian. These things, the Guardian Protector, no restrictions, are things that make traders like me feel confident in working with the prop firm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in getting started with my recommended prop firm, Blue Guardian, click the link in the description and use coupon code NEWTRADER1 to get 10% off your next challenge today. Again, that's coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, to get 10% off your next prop firm challenge with Blue Guardian today.
I love it. I love what you said too, like you saw it. So even though you're losing, right, you experienced making money quick, then you lost it. But you're seeing so many other people or hearing stories about people making a lot of money and you're still believing. And I feel like a lot of times, you know, like oftentimes, like I'll see or hear people say, man, that's too good to be true. Man, he lying, or man, where's the proof? And it's like, if you have to see something in front of your face in order for you to believe, you're probably not going to get it for yourself. You got to push yourself and you got to believe, like, everything you see got to be, even if it is a lie, you got to believe it. You know what I mean? To get yourself there, because they can be lying, but that doesn't mean it's not possible for you to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so for you to have that mentality, bro, like, you had a hunger in you. You had a desire for this, man.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things, man, where it's a couple of things, actually. Like, my faith is a huge proponent in like what I do. And so like, if I'm doing something, like usually it's like, I believe that God's called me to do what I'm doing. And if he's not, he's going to call me in a different direction to do something else. And so like, that's one of the things where it's like, okay, if you got this hunger in you, if you not to go down that path, the religious path, and kind of go on that thing. But like, if you're focused on that, usually, you know, that's coming to you because, you know, he's placed that in you. That's just me. So, so I knew that, but then also just, I guess, you know, growing up being an athlete, right. And like watching, you know, just competing and wanting to be the best at what you do and hone your craft. And at some point it turned into for me, not even, caring about the money as much as I just wanted to perfect my craft. And so, you know, I think you kind of care about more about the process than the actual end result, then it always tends to work out for you in the end. So.
That's so good, bro. So good. All right. So let's talk about this $700,000 in prop firm capital. All right. So are we still at $700,000 right now, or have we increased?
Yeah. So we're still there. So I actually took a break from trading prop firms. I've been just trading personal account, and I've also kind of been making a transition to futures and trading, and kind of getting used to that platform, because you know everybody knows about the MetaTrader stuff that's been going on lately. So I've been really, and me personally, I trade more of the indices, so like NASDAQ, US 30, and then the S&P. And so those platforms, just living in the US, it makes more sense to trade them on a futures platform than it does in MetaTrader. So I've been getting acclimated to all that, and then still, you know, just trading, you know, growing my own personal accounts as well. So that's kind of like been my focus over this past quarter. Come January 2024, yeah. I'm going to be going back on the funded path. And so I've already bought, like, I don't know, about 500,000 in phase one challenges. And then I have a couple of phase two challenges that I'm wrapping up for, like, the funded trader that, you know, I'm focusing on January 1. So really just kind of, you know, growing it like you would in traditional business, setting goals at the beginning of the year and just working to accomplish that. So
that's good stuff, man. So what did it take for you to get that funding? Like, let's go back to that point when you're building that prop firm funded capital. What did it take for you to get that first 100K or that first 50K, whatever it was that you first started with? What did have to do? Like, talk to me about the trading plan, about the mindset. How did you get yourself to that point?
Yeah, I mean, even before that, I mean, because I guess if we could take even a step prior to that and just, you know, how I even got, like, consistent in trading in general, because, you know, like, leaving college, like I mentioned before, like, I didn't have a strategy. I wasn't really successful at that time. And so, you know, I was introduced to a lot of people that kind of, you know, helped shape my path as far as, you know, becoming a trader. That really gave me, like, good guidance, a skill set, you know, both in person and then just, you know, online as well. So there's a few different mentors that I had that really got me consistent when it came to trading. And so taking their skills, and we can touch on them if you want to, but taking their skills and then, you know, kind of instilling that in me, and then some other, you know, just risk management stuff and all that stuff, just getting a good strategy together, taking bits and pieces from a lot of people, and then, you know, using that, you know, I was able to really start looking into the world of prop firms. And then so that my first account, you know, was a 50K account that I passed. And then just kind of slowly but surely building it from there, but really taking the approach, you know, that this is a business, right? Like, the people that you're paying, the prop firms that you're paying, that's a business, right? And the people that, you know, you're trading against around the world, they're owning hedge funds. They're looking at this as like a business. You see, if you work for any business, you know, they're going to have like, okay, this is our expected returns for the year. This is what we're promising to our shareholder. Like, all those things, like, they're going to have a strategic plan on how they're going to go get money out of the market in any industry, trading or whatever. And so that's kind of how I approached it too. It was like, okay, you know, I'm giving myself, at that time it was 30 days, right? Like, you had 30 days to get, you know, the prop firms. And now everything's a lot better now because you don't have a time limit. So you can really sit there and strategically plan out over a longer period of time. But at that time it was like, okay, cool. You know, you got 30 days to make, you know, 10% on a phase one, and, you know, 60 days for a phase two. And so you got to be strategic in how you're attacking the market. Well, I know that I'm not going to win everything. So I got to manage my risk, you know, and then so strategically, these are the days that I'm going to trade. These are the times, these are my specific setups that I'm waiting for. And if I don't get those, then I'm not in the market. If I do get them, then I got to execute, not think twice about it. And so, and then be aggressive when you need to, be chill when you need to. And so that first account that I passed, after a couple rounds of trial and error with some funded accounts, was a 50K account with a smaller prop firm. And then that company ended up going out of business. It was like Funding Talent. That was years ago. And then once I had the confidence, you know, with them, you know, I was able to work, you know, and kind of build it up there. But really just coming in strategically with a plan, like, this is how you're going to attack them. Is something that really helped me. So
nothing was by accident, basically. Like, you just mapped it out. You mapped out the roadmap. So was the plan to acquire as much capital as possible? So once you got the 50K account, like, did you take half or a portion of your payout and then go buy new challenges? Like, how did you scale it up?
Yeah, so it's a combination of a couple of things. So the whole time I'm working, so like, I also had, you know, another stream coming in too. So that was kind of going back to your main point about, like, just staying, you know, don't be eager to quit your job. Like, I've been there, because like 2013, I was like, yo, I don't even need a job. This is before I was in college, no job. And I'm like, hey, I don't even need a job. I'm going to trade, and this is what I'm going to do, right? So like, I've been through that range of emotion where it's like, I don't need my job. I just want to focus in on trading. But And I stayed with my job, just getting good guidance from, you know, family, parents, you know, that have also done entrepreneurship. And they're like, hey, like, you don't have to leave it. Don't leave it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was at that time, you know, I had extra income that I could put towards, you know, the challenges. And then also, just like you mentioned before, when you get a challenge and you get your money back, taking and reinvesting that into the next one. And so, yeah, so it's kind of a system that you kind of work out between, you know, additional money coming in, but then just taking a portion of each check or each payout that you get. And then just saying systematically paying your, you know, yourself back, investing, reinvesting back into the business, right? Like if you look at like Amazon or any of these like major companies, right, they'll go through like decades of funding rounds. Like Amazon didn't become profitable like until like 15 years in the business, right? Yep. And so you kind of got to, you know, take that mind state and apply it to your own trading. This is your business. And then, yeah, as far as funding goes, there was a really good interview that I watched with he's a trader by the name of Jay Capp. And he talked about how his goal was to get as much funding as possible. Because, you know, when I first started trading, I was like, okay, even before prop firms, like I had like $10,000 that I put into account. Like my whole mindset was like, okay, I can flip that 10,000 into, you know, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40. And I've done that. You know, I've been in, like with real accounts, I've taken a $20,000 account and flipped that into 50 in like 3 months time.
All right, bro. Can we pause right there for a second? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you seem like a everyday down to earth person. And I'm sure yeah. anybody watching right now would agree to that. Right. And you're a person that's been in this trading journey for what? 10 plus years now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of people can relate with you. I relate with you, hardworking man, still working, still doing what you got to do in your trading, right? So let me ask you this question because, you know, some people think that seeing somebody flip an account from, let's say, a couple thousand dollars to six figures, they think that's impossible. They think it's too good to be true. So I just want to ask you, because you don't have, you know, big jewelry around your neck. You don't have a Rolex on your arm. So you're definitely somebody that we all can relate to. You've been in this industry for a while. Are these things possible or are these things just marketing ploys? Like from your experience and knowledge?
So, okay. So, yes and no. So I don't think they're marketing ploys. I think there's a lot of traders that can do that. The question you got to ask yourself is how consistent can you do? How consistently can you flip accounts, right? And so like I mentioned before, like this is January 2021 to like May of 2021, just slowly but surely flip a $20,000 account into $50,000, right? That's 100% return in 3 months. You can do that, right? Or 4 months, you can do that, but it's one of those things where it's like the amount of risk that you're taking, all it takes is like one or two good trades, right, to blow your account. And so I'm not going to say that people who flip accounts are just marketing ploys, but I would ask like how consistently are they doing that, right? So like, you know, and if they've got the money to blow, you know, then that's cool, you know, they can do that and you can, you know, gamble it. But for me, it's like, I didn't have the money to consistently blow. Like I didn't have $20,000 to start over again if I blew the $20,000. So I think it's possible, but I also think like every business, every hedge fund that you watch that's really successful, man, it doesn't matter if it's like the Ray Dalios or like the Ken Griffins or Citadels, like these guys that are really moving big money, they're not flipping accounts and they're not trying to do that because they know that if you put all that money, all that risk in the market, you know, eventually it's going to bite you, right? And so if you got that money to start over with, cool. But, you know, for me, I didn't have it. So to answer your question, yes, I think it's possible. But, like, how consistent can you be doing that over a year, 2 years, 3 years? Or are you just blowing accounts and starting over again? So
exactly. Yeah, bro. I 1,000% agree with you. And I asked you that question because, you know, sometimes I bring guests on this podcast that are multimillionaires. They have money. Yeah. They have a lot of money and they have reached a level of success. And sometimes, you know, the everyday person like you and I will watch that interview and think, oh no, this is impossible. I've been trading for so long and I just keep failing. There's no way that this person is doing this. They gotta be a gimmick or they gotta be just taking people money. Like our minds try to rationalize why somebody else is doing something that we can't do. And so we automatically think it can't be real because we're failing and somebody else does it. But the questions that you ask are so important. It's like, yo, you gotta think, yo, like this person may have that money to just blow. And they're just saying, yo, like, I just want to see what I can do. You know what I mean? Like, it may just be sport for them, right? Or like on the flip side, they just may be at a point where, yo, they just literally just try to flip accounts and it's not consistent, but that's just what they do. You know what I mean? They just live for the thrill of seeing how they can build an account. But the point of all that is it shows what's possible with the skill set. And I think for traders like you and I, we know that we're like, bro, like, I think we're on the same page here. I'm trying to be the Warren Buffett of Forex. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking compound over time. But I can look at somebody that's an account flipper when I'm first getting started, and I can say, you know what? This is the possibilities of what this skill set can do. And I can use that as the ambition to push myself. Now, I'm not going to be account flipping, but I can use that story, you know what I'm saying, to push me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, like, I definitely use people as motivation, man. So, like, when I see, like, I don't know, like, a Lambo Raul, right, and he has, you know, I don't know, $30,000 days, $40,000 days trading off his account, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's amazing, man, that's motivation. Or when I watch Q flip a $100,000 account until, what did he do, like $600,000 a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, like that's motivation. Like, it definitely tells you what the skill set is. And like, also don't get it twisted, like I put my skill set on par with anybody when it comes to analyzing and breaking down charts. So it's like, I know that sometimes it's not necessarily the skill set. Like, I think it's sometimes it's all about the capital and how much capital you have to trade with. So I think mastering the skill set is the most important thing. But then if you want to be in the game for years, right, like decades, right, which is what I want to be, then you got to know that, you know, sometimes it's not cool. You got to kind of let everybody do their thing, but just kind of play your own race and, you know, slow and steady, you know, for over decades or over years, you know. So that's just how I approach it. So,
absolutely, bro. Well said, bro. Really, really well said. All right. So talk to me about how you trade, man. What's your approach? Because you was talking that talk for a little bit. He's like, man, I put my skill set up there with anybody. So talk to us about how you view, like, how do you view the market for somebody that is getting new, just into trading, and they're just like, man, I don't understand what I see. Can you break down in a simple, simplistic way how you view the market?
Yeah. So I'm going to get to the simplistic way, but I think it kind of, if I go back to my journey a little bit, it'll probably help with, you know, like how, you know, paying it out. So originally, like I mentioned before, you know, when I first started trading, it was kind of this strategy called the market maker method. And it was something that kind of resonated with me, you know, looking for highs and lows and that type of thing. And it never really clicked. And then so across my journey, I met a bunch of different people that have helped me a lot. You know, one of those people is obviously, I mentioned before in the other interview, the Q Banks is somebody that, you know, his strategy and the way that he taught, there was a lot of things that I pulled stuff from. You know, so I would say my style, yeah, Q's the GOAT, man. Like, he's, you know, always give people their flowers. And that, you know, when I met him, met him virtually, right? It was through Facebook years ago before, you know, before even Wall Street Academy was a thing. So and he helped me and got me right. So I always give flowers to him, but his style mixed with, you know, a lot of the smart money concepts. And so when I look at the market, it's a combination of those two things, right? I'm always looking for liquidity. I'm always seeing what's, you know, where we at our relation to like where the liquidity is in the market, and then mixing and matching that with basic technicals. And so, like I said, me personally, I trade a lot of indices. I think just the way that they move, they move like a lot faster than Forex pairs, and I love the volatility. So I'm always looking for, you know, opportunities to trade that versus, you know, even Forex pairs. I've kind of moved away from those. I still analyze and break things down. Like, I do a live trading session every weekend, or a live chart breakdown every weekend where I break down a lot of stuff. And so even for the, I guess just to explain my style, it'd be kind of a mix of those things, like retail concepts, stuff that Q's taught, and then, you know, just the idea of like smart money concepts and constantly looking for liquidity.
Okay. So talk to me about liquidity. What is liquidity and how can I spot it as a new beginner trader?
Yeah. So it's just the idea that, you know, the market is going to consistently move from, again, liquidity to liquidity. So how I would define that is, you know, if you think about the chart and you think about, you know, when you put, you know, an order in, your order is usually going to have a stop loss or a take profit, right? That's your liquidity, right? Your market orders, they could be buy stops, they could be sell stops. But anywhere that you would traditionally look for a traditional retail trader would put stop losses and take profits is that's where your liquidity is going to be at. And the market's going to move from, you know, liquidity to liquidity, buy side liquidity to sell side liquidity, right? And so you have, you know, when you're looking for those things in the chart, mixing that with, you know, standard stuff like market structure, you know, engulfing candlestick patterns, like that type of thing, trend lines, you're going to find, you know, that the market's going to consistently move from those areas. And so my whole trading style is, you know, centers around like what liquidity we just pick up, where are we at, and then where are we going to head next based on these kind of these ideas. So that's the 2-minute explanation.
Yes. So tell me this, man, with those funded accounts, like once you got to 700,000 in capital, what was an average month of payouts for you?
Yeah, I mean, so for me, I only really aim for 2-3% a month.
I hate to cut you off, bro, but we are so much alike, bro. Bro, I mean, the way we use these funded accounts is so alike, bro. I've been doing this since day one. My thing is 1-3% on each account. If I go into profit on that first trade that I take after getting a withdrawal and I go 1-3% in profit, I'm probably not touching that account until it's time to get a payout. And I go to another funded account and trade that one until then.
Yeah, because it's like when I first started trading, man, like I used to overtrade like crazy. Like I used to Monday London session, I'd be in a trade. Then New York session, I'd be in a trade. Then Tuesday, London, New York. Wednesday, like I probably every if there was 10 trading sessions in a week for me, I probably would have taken like 4 or 5 trades in each session. And I used to overtrade like crazy. And I used to get to a point where, like, you know, I would have a good win and then I feel like, oh, I need to go back in the market. I need to do that. Or I need to flip the account because that's what I saw, right? Like, that was my whole thing back then. Was just like, okay, I need to flip accounts. And so I used to blow. Like, these are real accounts. These aren't the funded accounts. But, like, this is real money that I'm putting into every week, every month. And I would just blow stuff and then come back and try to do it all over again. And then I realized that, again, like when you're playing the game for a long time, you're not really trying to shoot for the biggest amount over and over and over again, because, you know, it's growth over time. And I go back to that interview that I kind of mentioned with Jay Capp, who's another he's a really, really good funded trader. Like he has like 4 million in funding. Sheesh. And he talked about he's crazy. If you've look him up, that's the shout out, Jay Capp FX. But he did an interview where he talked about the idea of having as much funded capital as possible, because is it easier to make, you know, if you got $1 million funded, you know, it's easier to make 1% on that to get to your 10,000 than take $100,000 account and get 10% on that and to get 10,000. It's the same 10,000, right? But, you know, one's a lot easier to get. And so his whole strategy was like, I'm going to get as much funding as possible. I want to be 10 million in funded, making 1% a month. That's $100,000, right? A month. And so, you know, when you take it out and you kind of like think about it like that from a business perspective, that makes a lot of sense. And so it's not as much risk. When I first started, I was like, okay, cool. Again, that $20,000 account, that's all I need. I'm going to be a full-time trader off of just $20,000 real money in my account. And I'm going to flip that and I'm going to make $5,000 a week. And I'm good. And life doesn't work like that. Like, you can't consistently do that. At least me, maybe my skill set, maybe I'm not there, but, you know, you can't consistently do that over and over and over again and expect to be in the game and actually make a stable income. So
how do you balance trading, of course, your career and your personal life? Like, how do you make sure you get enough personal time?
Yeah. So I think the number one thing that I do that I consistently do is I know that trading is going to be the exit plan. Like, that's the exit plan. And I'm gearing up for, you know, to hopefully, knock on wood, you know, this time next year, be done with everything. That's what I've been, you know, prepared for a long time. And, you know, for me personally, like, I make sure that my career choice, you know, was centered around my trading. So, like, I wanted to make sure that I had a job that was flexible, allowed me to be remote, you know, hybrid, even if I needed to. But also, like, I know that, like, I have the ability to plan my day, plan my schedule at my actual job. So as long as I'm getting stuff done, as long as I'm meeting, you know, all deadlines, I can do whatever I want. And so that gives me the flexibility to, you know, have these windows for trading. And so I think if you're in a situation where, again, everybody loves trading, everybody wants to leave their job, everybody wants to be a full-time trader, and that can definitely happen. And it happens for a lot of people, right? Like, it's clear, obviously, you hop on YouTube and you can see a lot of people do that. But, you know, you got to have a plan. And for me, it was like, okay, I need to have this job. And while I need to have this job, I know trading is my exit plan. I need to have a job that's going to be flexible around that. So I personally, at this point, when I first started trading, I traded a lot of London session. Now, again, because I trade indices, I'm more in New York AM session. So I'm online from like 8 a.m. to like about 11. And so I just block out my actual work calendar and, you know, make sure that during those times, you know, that there's a, you know, just a gap, you know, so I can trade. So I think that's one of the main things that I do, is just make sure that I'm good there. And then just as far as relationship goes, everything else outside of that, you know, everything kind of falls in line. Like, I know my mission, my plan is to do this. And so sometimes you got to make sacrifices, and sometimes you got to stay away from things that, you know, just kind of consume your time and your energy. So, you know, it's what happens when you got a mission you're on.
Big facts. What was the hardest part that you had to adjust when becoming a profitable trader? Like, what was the one thing that you noticed from all the trials and errors that you're like, yo, this is the thing that stopped me from being successful? And what was like the hardest part about breaking that habit, or whatever that thing was that was stopping you from being profitable?
Man, for me, it was just getting used to seeing a certain number on the screen. And so, like, people don't understand, like, how dangerous it is. Just your expectations can be dangerous. Like, for me, like, when I first started demo trading, I had, I don't know, a $100,000 account. This is way back in the day, right? Or even when I would go through those strategy changes, like, I would learn from somebody new and I'd incorporate that, obviously demo trade that, right? But, like, I'd have these strategy changes where I would take a demo account of like $200,000, right? And I'd be dropping like 50 lots on a demo trade, right? Or 60, something stupid, right? Just to see the strategy work.
Yeah.
But then you'd see, okay, I just made $30,000 in 2 minutes. And now you're getting used to this number of 30,000, right? And you're getting used to like the psychological aspects of like seeing 30,000. And you know that you can't replicate that. And so when you get to a real account, whether it's your personal account or a funded account, you're not going to make 30,000. But you want to, you feel empty if you don't hit that number, because that's your number, that's your expectation. Even when you're consistent in trading for a while, but the biggest pitfall that, like, you know, that I had was that, you know, on a day I was so used to seeing, like, if it's a funded account, I'm so used to seeing up 1% in the trade or up 2% in the trade, right? And if I didn't see that number, doesn't matter how much money I made, I'd feel empty. That I feel like, man, I didn't really do what I was like supposed to do, or I could make more. Or I would have trades, you know, and I would be watching other people on social media and I would say, like, okay, cool, like NASDAQ, right? This used to happen. I used to trade my setups, make money on the day on NASDAQ. And then I look at, like, I don't know, like Raul would post a video and he would say, like, man, like, I just made $40,000 on the same setup, same thing. And I made like maybe $2,000, $3,000. And I'd be like, yo, like, I feel empty now. Like, I feel like I didn't make anything compared to him. And so, like, cutting social media off, cutting, you know, the race off, and just following my own journey of my own race was like a big thing for me, man. So, like, even, yeah, him, like, the days that you see, like, you might talk about Q, like, those days, like, I appreciate them, I salute them, but I gotta turn the, you know, the TV off and follow my own race, and, you know, eventually, you know, I'll be where I want to be. So
you definitely will, bro. Like, I just want to give you just a pat on the back. Number one, to have the focus and the discipline to understand that you managing a career, even though you're able to make $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 extra in a month, or in a week. You know what I mean? Like, to still say, yo, a part of my plan is I'm going to use this career. I'm going to keep leveling up. And I have a bigger goal at hand that's way bigger than what's happening temporarily, even though it's exciting for you to still stay disciplined and stay down. I 1000% salute you, because what I've seen, what stops us, and you alluded to this in the beginning, you said it's not really about the strategy. Like, once you start studying the big guys, it's not really about the strategy. It's not really about what they're doing and the execution of what they're doing. It's about the consistency. It's about the discipline to do what they know works. You know what I mean? And so it's like, for you, bro, to stay focused on your plan. You mentioned that all throughout this interview. You know, I have a plan. Everything is lining up the way it should. For you to still have a vision, to see that in your mind and cool yourself down, like, even though you winning on both sides, to say, yo, it's all good, but we ain't there yet. I salute that, bro. I really, really salute that.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. But that just comes with experience, like being 10 years in the market. Like, you stop trying to chase what everybody else is doing. You try to stick to your own plan. And for me, too, I think it's also about having, like, stuff you're passionate about outside of trading, because this stuff, you can get obsessed with this. This could be your whole world. And I've been through seasons where I've just been stuck in front of a chart, and I'm like, I got to make this work. I got to make this work. But I think having passions outside of trading is something that, like, helps a lot too. So, like, I'm passionate about marketing. Like, I love, you know, telling stories through product, telling stories, a brand story, like, all that stuff, like that nerdy stuff when it comes to marketing, that's me. And so, like, I've had the opportunity to work on stuff for, like, Space Jam, like, for product companies and stuff like that, like, big construction companies, you know, like, Batman, telling stories, like, just through my career, right? And so, like, I think it's something that, like, if you have a passion that could be business related, or it might not be business related, but outside of trading, it kind of makes you realize that, like, why would I want to give this up just to be a trader, right? And so, you know, eventually I will, like I said, I'm preparing to do the full-time thing, because at some point, you know, you do kind of get hindered. Your ambition kind of gets hindered by being in the job too, but, you know, just take your time, man. It's not going anywhere. These markets have been around for, what, 100 years? They're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. So you got time. So just take your time and do things right.
Yeah, I love that, man. So what is something that you have rewarded yourself with from your trading profits?
Man, so I'll say this. I'm in big into little things. Like, so I like getting little things that are a constant reminder that the money's real. And I think a lot of times people don't withdraw their money because they're so focused on building stuff up. And I was too. Like, for the first so many years after I started reaching profitability, you know, I would just say, I don't want to pull any money out. I just want to keep everything in my account because I just need to keep growing until I hit a certain number, and then I'll have fun. And, like, I've always been, like, a delayed gratification person, just in everything. But just little stuff, you know, I realized that, like, if you buy little stuff with your profits, like headphones, or I bought a pair of, like, the Bose real expensive headphones was, like, one of the first things I bought, MacBooks, stuff like that. Little stuff, you know, that, like, it's just a constant reminder, like, yo, this money's real. And you wear it on your body or your wrist or whatever, your head, you know, and you say, like, okay, I got this from trading. And it just kind of makes you more disciplined and lets you know that you're not playing a video game. This is real. Now, there's going to be a real nice car coming in the next month or so. So I'm not, people will see that on my social media probably in the next month. But that's something that's all trading profits, you know, so that'll be real nice.
Man, that's what's up, bro. You deserve it, man. You deserve it. But listen, again, we are so similar, bro, because I often myself find joy in the small things. Like, and like you said, like the headphones or a MacBook, those are little things, but those are things normally if we were at the store and we only had our career, or we only had our business, that was our only income, and there was no prop firms, there was no trading, we would normally look at those little things like the headphones or the MacBook and say, what? Y'all want this much for that little thing? Man, I ain't getting that. You know what I mean? But now having the power to say, oh, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Let's just get it. That's what trading does, bro. It really does that. And, bro, I remember, bro, like, I got a payout, and at that time, I was going to the dentist a lot because there was just a lot of discomfort I was having. And so, like, I kept going back. I was like, no, like, I'm having discomfort in my gums. Y'all got to check it out. Y'all got to make sure what's going on. And so they also recommended, like, while they were doing that, they was like, hey, look, you know, you have that tooth that was chipped, and we can, like, completely, like redo it and make it, like, whatever cosmetic, like, gifts and talents the dentist had. He was like, yo, we can make that tooth look amazing that had the chip, because I had chipped it. I think I was playing sports. It was a long time ago when I was like in high school or something, but it was still chipped and they had filled it, but you can still kind of see that it was a chip there. And so it was like, yo, we could do this great cosmetic thing. And it was like, but your insurance is going to cover it. It's going to be out of pocket. Bro, when they told me how much it was, I think it was like $700 or $800. Bro, I had a payout coming that next week. I was like, let's do it, man. And it's something as simple as that, bro. Something as simple as that, that normally you'll be like, man, $800 I got to pay, man. You know, I got to pay this bill, that bill. But because now you're trading and you get those payouts coming, you're like, yo, it's nothing. You're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So, I'm right with you on that, bro. Right with you on that. And I just think, too, like, it's levels. Like, that's something I had to learn about Forex, too, is like, you know, you see so many people winning, and, you know, I've experienced, or I've interviewed some people that have experienced some great, you know, come ups in this industry, and I admire them all. You know, that's why I bring them on the show. I admire them and just love what they're doing. And it's motivation, it's inspiration for me. But one of the things that I've noticed is that, like, how God deals with me on my journey in anything is my growth is always gradual. It's never like a big burst. It's little consistent habits and little consistent days in progression. And then one day you look up and you notice, yo, look how far I've made it. So I'm always the turtle in everything I do. And that's how God, like, God doesn't give me like this instant, like, knock it out of the park success. It's always just consistent, gradual steps. You know what I mean? And that has really worked. Like, it's worked for my good, because when I find success, I keep it. You know what I mean? But where I have struggled is that I try to veer off and run away from how my learning process is. And I try to speed it up and I mess it up. You know what I mean? So,
But that's the huge thing, man, is you got to know yourself. Like, I tell, like, I was just doing a one-on-one with one of the people that I mentor. And they were like, I want to make all this money fast. Or, like, I know, like, they would keep describing, like, what a problem was. And I'm like, you got to be self-aware. Like, the biggest thing with trading is you got to know yourself inside and out, because whatever strategy you trade, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's what it is. It could be, you know, a liquidity-based strategy, like how I trade. It could be, like, you could just be trading trend line, like, whatever your strategy is, right? Like, you know, if you don't know your faults in yourself and the operator, like, you yourself, like, when you push that button, like, what is your emotional problems, or what is, like, what do you do in certain situations when, you know, situations hit, or, you know, what would cause you to go overboard and, you know, blow your account on doing something dumb, then, like, you'll never really be successful. So, like, knowing yourself is honestly the most important thing, man. And for her, you know, just talking to her last night, she was like, yeah, I want to make all this money. And then so, like, I would literally watch myself go in profit, and then I would watch myself fall out of profit, and then keep watching myself fall out of profit, and then keep going until my account's gone. So I was like, okay, so you know what you're doing. That's what you're doing. So why are you doing it? Mm. And, well, she's like, well, I want to make, you know, like, I want to have a five-figure day, or I want to have, you know, like, that type of thing. And so, like, I'm like, okay, but you got to make a five-figure day. Like, if you're doing all this, like, why are you not securing a little bit as you go up? Or, like, why? Like, what's the reason that you want to have a five-figure? So you really got to, like, dig deeper and, like, and kind of get down to, like, those, you know, those, you know, the reasons why you're doing stuff, or else you'll never be able to correct it. So being self-aware, man, that's like, that's everything in life in general. And I hate people. I don't hate people, but, like, I extremely dislike
people. You dislike when they do that, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you got to know yourself.
Yeah, that's so true, bro. Because, you know, so, like, I've been trading this week, and I was like, I'm finally watching my, it's like an out of body experience. It's like I'm watching myself while I'm doing something. Like, it's weird, but yeah, like, you know, when you get to that point where you can examine yourself while you're actually doing something. And so I had two like Monday, Tuesday, great days, right? Like take profit hit, set and forget, like just ready to go. Perfect. Like lately I've just been trading off the 15-minute chart. So like just scalping basically, but I do set like stop loss and take profit and just let my like take profit get hit. So anyway, Monday and Tuesday, great days. Just execute it flawlessly, right? Wednesday and today. So Wednesday, what happened was, like, I have like four or five confirmations that I look for after my strategy presents itself. And I got four confirmations and one was kind of iffy. It wasn't confirmed all the way. But I'm riding off of the high of Monday and Tuesday. And I'm like, ah, it's all good. Boom, I got in. I'm self-aware because I'm watching myself do it. And I'm telling myself inside, like, nope, it's not. Five isn't fully confirmed. You shouldn't take the trade. You know what I mean? So I end up taking a trade. I close out early with a small loss. And then it eventually, like, reverses and hits what would have been my stop loss. So, boom. Now, so here's the thing where I catch myself. Now I'm so focused heading into Thursday, right? Because I only take one trade a day, right? Right. So the first trade loses, I'm done for the day. If it wins, I'm done for the day. So anyway, now I'm hyper focused on confirmation five and making sure that I get that right. So when I came into last night, I'm so hyper focused on making sure I nail confirmation five that I overlook confirmation one.
Yeah.
And it's like I was in the moment, just self-aware that, look, when you make a mistake, Calvin, you can't be so hyper-focused on getting that one mistake right the next time that you overlook the other things you need to look for. You just need to be holistically in the moment. If everything is not there, don't take it. So I totally agree with, bro, in this skill set, you got to really watch yourself.
Yeah. Really, and I think one of the things that helped me with that too is just like I will sit there, like I'm gonna start recording myself live more. I told my students that I would start recording myself live just to kind of help they like see my progressions when I trade. But I had to think about it to myself. I'm like, I'm probably one of the craziest people to sit there and watch trade, because I will sit there and talk to myself about reasons that I'm in the trade, like over and over again. I'm like, okay, we had to break a structure here. We had to break a structure. So even when stuff starts to go against me and my emotions start to kick in, I'm like still like going through my progressions and like the reasons that I'm in the trade still. So to kind of like combat stuff. So like I have that, and I'll have like accountability partners. Like they're basically like I, every week I treat them like my boss. I send them my trading schedule and I'm like, this is the trades that I took. And they don't care if I won or lost. They just care if I'm sticking to my rules, right? Like all of my rules. And if I don't, then it's like, I got to give them $500. That's the agreement, right?
I love so, like, that.
Yeah. So wow. It's like, it's one of those things where just like, I keep myself like in my rules at all times, because you are your own boss. And, you know, as a person, you know, like you always want to take the path of least resistance. Like it doesn't matter what you do. Like if I can drive somewhere instead of walk, I'm going to drive. If I can, you know, cut a corner somewhere, that's just how we naturally are as people, right? And so, like, you constantly got to have somebody that almost acts as your boss, even when you don't have one, right? And so that's, for me, that's, like, what my accountability partner is. So I send them my list. I'm like, hey, man, like, this is my trades for this week. This is what I did. This is what I won and lost. And all he cares about is, did you manage a risk? Did you go through your progressions? You know, if you did take a loss, why did you take the loss? And so, like, I just put systems in place. So, like, before and after trades, and then while I'm in the trade, again, repeating stuff to myself, like, I'll be like, okay, cool. I'm down right now. I'm down 1,000, but is my trade valid? It's still valid. Why is it still valid? Or if I'm in profit and I'm still nervous about if it's going to hit my take profit, I'm like, okay, well, what are my reasons for still being in this trade? Okay, well, I know that, you know, we're still in downtrend structure. We have this, and that. Like, what is, you know, so I'm going through all the progressions, like every trade before and after, and I'm just putting systems in place. So I think that would be another piece of advice that I give, is just like, what are your systems in place? You know, any corporation you work for, any business you work for, they're going to have, you know, stuff to make the overall business successful, like systems in place, right? So, you know, what are those for you? And do you have those that are going to kind of like overcome your faults, or like the emotional side, or the stuff that can go wrong in your training?
So good, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we got, you know, the book Everyday Millionaire? We got an everyday trillionaire on the line right here, man. This guy here, man, I love it, man. Your perspective, how humble you are, how true to yourself you are, man. Like, I could just feel the vibe, bro. Like, I can feel your confidence even in your humility. That's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, and that's, like, honestly, man, like, when it comes to this industry, like, I just want to make sure that, like, I'm giving my authentic self, right, and I'm being true, and I'm just being, like, you know, who, like, when it comes painting a transparent picture of like what this trading stuff can be. And that's my biggest thing. I think that's kind of like what I feel like I'm called to do in this space and like kind of like my niche in this area. So like what, you know, just giving people like an authentic look at like what stuff can be. And so, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat stuff. I'm not going to try and be anything more than I am. That's just, you know, that's just me. So, can't explain anything different.
I love it, bro. Listen, right now, if there is a new beginner trader right now, or maybe a developing trader like myself that has experienced profitability, but maybe right now they may be stuck. You know, there's like, man, I was making money. Now things are slowing down. I'm losing my funding. I'm not passing new challenges. Like, what should I do? How can I jumpstart my confidence again to get back in the game and get back to that profitability state? What advice would you give that trader right now?
Yeah, I would say, like, man, like, data is everything, right? So, like, if if I was working on I'm just going to bring a business example in. Like, if I was working, you know, on a marketing project, right, and I wanted to sell, like, you know, glasses, right, like cups or something like that to people, the first thing I would need to know is some data as to, like, who I'm trying to sell to, like, what their, you know, the target market is, all that type of stuff. There's data and insights that I can use to kind of help make a good business decision, right? And so the same thing with your trading. So if you're going through a drawdown period or you're losing your funded accounts and stuff's changed, then you kind of have to have some data as to why. Because a lot of times people just see red and they're like, okay, I see red. I lost a trade. But I need to know what's changed. So I think journaling and having that data is going to be something you need to do regardless. And so that way you can reference back to those times when you're down. You can say, okay, what's changed? Like, when I journal, I'm not just journaling the trade result, you know what I mean, in the setup. I'm also journaling, like, my emotional factors and, like, what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling when I'm pushing the button and why I'm in the trade, right? So you might be experiencing drawdown. It could be because you're not waiting for all your confirmations, like how you just said. It could be because, you know, from an emotional factor, you are so caught up in the fact that you lost money, so that's all you're thinking about when you're hitting, you know, the buy, and you're just trying to get back, like, revenge trading, right? So you need to kind of ask yourself, okay, what's changed in me, right? And then figure it out from there. And a lot of the times it's not going to be your strategy, because once you know your strategy, like you talked about your strategy trade on the 15 minute time frame, you know, like, that's that, you know, your strategy, you know what you're looking for, you know all that stuff. So a lot of times it's not that. A lot of times it's just your emotional factor and, like, all the external stuff or the internal stuff that comes with trading that you're not really thinking about. So, like, you need to have that data, though, to be like, okay, dang, when I took this loss on, like, December 1st, you know, for 10% of my account, what was I thinking? Okay, well, I was trying to revenge trade because the day before I lost 2%. And so that way, you know, maybe what I need to do next time is not think about the money. It's a sunk cost. It's already gone, right? Like, okay, now let me think about the next setup. And, like, so, you know, if you have that data, you can refer back. So I think the number one thing is, like, journaling and making sure that, you know, you have, you know, that stuff to reference back at any time. So, like, I keep a journal of all my stuff, you know, like my trades, my emotional state. And I just want to know, like, what I'm thinking, what did I do? And so that way I can, you know, take corrective action every time I mess up. So,
Blake, before we get out of here, let us know where we can follow your journey and keep up with you on social media, brother.
So you can follow me on social media and YouTube at Brinks Trades. So there's a couple of things. So I do a free Telegram for everybody because my big thing is giving back. I'm from Flint, Michigan. And there's not a lot of opportunities where we come from to give back to people. And so, you know, with that, you know, I have a free Telegram. It doesn't cost anybody anything. I do market analysis in there for everybody. So this past year, out of 40, I mean, we're coming up on the end of the year, but it was like 48 weeks, you know, I've successfully predicted market price action for 44 out of those 48 weeks, like where stuff's going to go on indices. So it's, you know, if I'm humbly saying it, it's pretty accurate. So check that out. I would say Maybe we could include a link in the video so people could check it out. But like social media, you know, at Brinks Trades, you know, I give a lot of advice there. Yeah, so those are all the places you can find me. So hopefully y'all lock in with me going into 2024.
For sure, man. Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Grand Slam interview. My man, Blake Robinson, in the building. Listen, we look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet us there. You got to beat us there. When me and Blake pull up, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's just a simple way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Holla at you later. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Grand Slammer interview. My name is Calvin, a new trader. This is Blake. And we just want to say we look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet us there. You got to beat us there. When we pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's the way that we say we believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you. Take care. And I'll holler at you later. Peace.